Well, Saints, this morning we wanted to begin some fellowship on the matter of our practical service to the Lord in the church life. And our fellowship this morning is more or less based on this book called Basic Principles for the Service in the Church Life, which our Messages Brother Lee gave in 1963 at the very beginning of the church life in Los Angeles. So these are very basic messages, and if you'd like some further reading, this is a good book to get. Now, we didn't warn the book service that we were going to be speaking about this, so they may not have this book on hand, but it can easily be ordered. You can get it within a week. So just that fellowship. We need to realize the Christian life has two aspects: the aspect of life and the aspect of service.
Amen.
And these two aspects need to be balanced in our experience. We know that in the Bible there was Mary and Martha. These two sisters represent these two aspects of our Christian life. Of course, Mary was very much focused on life, and Martha was very much focused on service. But a proper Christian life would be balanced in both of these aspects.
Amen.
Paul, we could mention an example is a family which has some children. And when the children are very young, they're not able to do much. They basically eat, drink, and sleep. So there's no service involved when a child is so young. But if this family had a family business, as the children mature and the children grow, they begin to accept some responsibility in the family business. At first, they can't do much. Maybe they take out the trash or sort some papers. But eventually, as they get older, they can begin to bear more responsibility in the business. This is a normal growth in life.
Amen.
So as we grow in life, in the Christian life, we should expect to bear more responsibility in service,
Amen.
In our service in the church life. This is an innate desire within the life that we've received.
Amen.
That's why whenever an announcement is made that we need to clear the hall and move all the chairs, spontaneously, we all participate in that. It's not a drudgery. It's not a lot of effort. It's a joy to us to be able to participate in the service in the church life.
Amen.
This is just spontaneous
Amen.
Outflow of life within us. Paul touched these two matters in the book of Romans. You know, Romans is a very basic book on the Christian life. It begins with us in chapter 1 and 2 as sinners, as fallen human beings, and then it progresses through our salvation, through our justification, through forgiveness, and through sanctification. And eventually, when we reach chapter 12, there's the body life. And that's the first time in Romans that Paul mentions this aspect of service. It's not until we get to chapter 12. He doesn't mention it in chapter 2 or 3 because at that point our Christian experience is too immature. So he waits until chapter 12 to mention service. And he says, we have gifts that differ. Some of us have the gift of service. Let us be faithful in that service. And he said, God has apportioned to each a measure of faith. So we each have a measure of faith. We each have some ability to serve the Lord in some aspect. So he says we need to present our bodies a living sacrifice, which is our reasonable service. So here, when Paul starts talking about the body of Christ and about us being members of one another, he also begins to talk about our service together. So you can see these matters go together. Our service is a service in the body and for the body.
Amen.
It's not an individualistic or independent service. Some of us may have a certain ability in some area, and we may think, I know this is something I did when I was younger. I had certain ability, and I thought, well, I should do this for the Lord. So I did that for the Lord, and it was took a lot of effort, and it was eventually a great failure. It was not a service to the Lord at all. It was independent, and it was out of my own natural ability and natural life. So we need to realize as we grow in the divine life,
Amen.
We grow in our desire to serve, and we grow in our ability to serve.
Amen.
This is the normal growth in life. We can see this in the Old Testament because it wasn't until Exodus was completed that the book on service was put in. That's the book of Leviticus. So in Exodus, we have the vision of the building.
Amen.
We have the actual building of the tabernacle.
Right.
But there was still no service until the book of Leviticus, until the body in type had been built up. Then the Lord's burden was for the service. So then the priesthood is introduced that we're reading about now in Leviticus. So you can see this pattern in the Old Testament. And in the Old Testament, of course, the service was with the priesthood, and all the priests participated.
Right.
There was no priest that just sat around watching the other priests serve. All the priests had some function, even if it was very minor. And the Levites, they all had their assignments. So it was a very corporate and very all-inclusive matter. The whole nation served.
Right.
This is the pattern for the New Testament.
Amen.
So in the New Testament, Peter picks up on this matter of the priesthood.
Right.
And he said, you can see the same principle here. As newborn babes long for the guileless milk of the word, this is in chapter 2, that by it you may grow unto salvation.
Amen.
And then he goes on in verse 5, you yourselves also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices. There's the service. The priesthood is built up as a spiritual house for offering something. So that's the service of the priest, to offer. So here again, you can see the principle that growth comes first.
Right.
And then once the building has developed, then we can serve in the body life. So our growth in life should issue in our service in life.
Amen.
This is the normal progression of the divine life.
Amen.
In the Gospels, you can see the same thing. Here the Lord presented two parables in Matthew 25.
Right.
The first parable was a parable on life,
right,
the 10 virgins. Then the second parable was a parable on service,
right,
the talents that he distributed to his slaves. Here you can see the two aspects of our Christian life, the aspect of life and the aspect of service.
Right.
This is a balanced Christian life. Then in the early church life, you can see the same thing. In Acts chapter 6, there was the practical service was going on because some of the widows were being overlooked in the daily dispensing. The daily dispensing was the practical service of the church in Jerusalem. They were dispensing probably food to the widows, but some of them got overlooked. So the brothers fellowshipped and decided, they said, we will appoint well-attested men over this need. So they didn't wait for somebody to get the burden to serve the widows. They appointed some. There was some coordination. There was some assignment. There was some fellowship about how this service should be carried out. And so the brothers fellowshipped and appointed some, which they called deacons. We know Stephen was one of those. And they considered this very seriously because it says, when they prayed, they laid their hands on them. They didn't just say, okay, you guys, do you take care of the widows? They prayed. They looked out well-attested men. And they laid their hands on them and prayed for them.
Amen.
They considered this a very critical service for the building up of the body. Then even in Revelation, it says in chapter 7, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple.
Amen.
Day and night. And even in eternity, in chapter 22, in verse 3 in Revelation, there will no longer be a curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and His slaves will serve Him. Even in eternity, what will we be doing? We'll be serving the Lord.
Amen.
So we need to realize this is a normal outgrowth of the life, the divine life that we receive from the Lord. We should expect this. We should participate in this, and we should offer ourselves for this.
Amen.
So in the coming weeks, we'll have more fellowship about this. And give some practical way that we can offer ourselves to serve the Lord in the church in Bellevue.
Amen.
So we just need to realize that it's not normal for us to hire somebody to do things for the church. It's not normal to hire a custodian to clean the hall. What a shame that would be. No, this is our hall. This is our responsibility. This is our service. So we don't want to follow degraded Christianity in any of the aspects of service. So like I said, in the coming weeks, we'll have more fellowship about how we can offer ourselves practically.
Amen.
Amen.